This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah and Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah Almighty who have made things so easy for all of us. We have managed to fast almost 1 week and we are moving forward to the next week and the next and the next. I personally believe, brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have forgiven us for the fast that we have performed for so long. That means for 1 week we have been fasting and 1 week we have been praying Qiyam Ramadan, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned man sama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi, whoever fasts with the right iman, the right intention, for the sake of Allah and hope for Allah's blessing and mercy, then the Prophet said he will be forgiven by Allah rabbul alamin. That part I believe, that we who have committed a lot of sins, Allah have been forgiving us every night, every day. In the daytime we fast, at night we qiyam. And the Prophet also said, "Man qama Ramadana imana wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi." Allah forgive the past sin. So the past is the past, brothers and sisters. What we have to look into now is the present and our future, so that we can move forward and become a better person. Now, I always try my best to remind myself and to all the good brothers and sisters who have been following us. And I believe your patience and istiqamah, consistent in following our program, sure will benefit you and also your children. Now, when we do something, it's very important to look into our intention. Allah Rabbul Alameen remind us through His Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Said, O Muhammad, to the people, you are just a human that was sent by Allah to guide mankind, to teach people. You are just a human like us. He eat, he sleep, he have a family, he pray, he work, he do a lot of things like any one of us are doing. And our Prophet are doing more than us. That means he's no angel, but he can be better than angel. We are no angel, but we can be better than angel. Now, the Prophet was reminded by Allah to tell us, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرُجُّ لِقَاءَ رَبِّي فَلْيَعْمَلْ أَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Whoever have the intention to meet Allah, to return back to Allah, in a way that Allah is so pleased with us, then he or she must make sure that he have the right iman and act righteously. You must be an active, productive and practicing Muslim, not just Muslim by name. فَلْيَأْمَلْ, you must act upon your deen, your belief, because iman and amal cannot be separated. And amal that Allah want, amal salih, every time when Allah talk about deeds, he make it very clear, amal salih. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Allah said, while you are doing all the ibadah, your act of worship, fasting, praying, giving charity, sadaqah, zakat, and so on, don't have a hidden agenda. Make sure that you do not commit any form of shirk. Brother and sister, let us think for one. Can a person who are praying, committing shirk, he's worshipping Allah. He's not worshipping idols or cross or stone or animal or human. He is worshipping Allah like you and me. Can we commit shirk while worshipping Allah? Of course, to us, he said, no. What do we mean by committing shirk while worshipping Allah? How can we commit shirk when we are worshipping Allah? Can we commit shirk when we are fasting? A lot of people feel this. It doesn't make any sense. Can we commit shirk when we are giving sadaqah? But what is shirk here? Shirk while you are doing ibadah means our intention in doing all this act of worship is not for Allah, but to show others, to show people, to please people. When you do something not to please Allah, that can bring you to shirk. Very dangerous. That's why the Prophet did mention, the thing that I fear most is a shirk asghar, the minor shirk. But this is the shirk that I fear most for my ummah. And what is that? There is riya, showing off. Anything you do, you have the intention to show off to others. You're not doing really to please Allah. Everything we do, if you don't please Allah, all the good deeds cannot be righteous. It's amal, but not salih. So it's very important for us to take care of our intention. And I believe that all of us who have been fasting and praying, they do have the right intention. But when you give charity, sadaqah, be careful. Even at night, like we are praying, we don't have to show off and tell people how long my prayer is. That's why when the people ask Aisha about the prayer of the Prophet, each time after she explained, يُصَلِّ أَرْبَعًا, he will perform four, فَلَتُسْأَلْ أَنْ حُسْنِ حِنَّ وَطُولِهِنَّ. Don't ask how beautiful the prayer of the Prophet, how long he stand up for praying. Don't ask. Enough. You just do what you can. The same go to us. If you can recite long surah, recite. No problem. But don't go and ask the others. Whatever they can recite, alhamdulillah. Like people used to say it lately, even if we can recite every rakat, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Alhamdulillah. Don't worry. Allah value every single thing that we are doing to please Him. And more reward than people who recite long surah with the intent to show us. See how good is my recitation. See how many ayat of the Quran I have memorized. All this can come to any one of you. You see, remember the hadith of the Prophet, that the Prophet said to us, in the day of judgment, there are three people that Allah will judge them first than any one of us. And the three guys are not a bad guy to us. They are so-called Muslim too. One is a person who can recite the Quran beautifully, and he's been teaching people how to read the Quran, and Allah will ask them, for who do you do all this? When you recite the Quran, you want people to hear your recitation, it's okay, but you do it for who? They said, I do it for you, O Allah. In the hadith, the Prophet said, Allah respond, Kazzabta, you are a liar. And you still want to lie to me? How can you lie to Allah? Allah knows what's in our heart, what's in our mind. What we're thinking now is in the knowledge of Allah. You do it to show to people that you are a beautiful qari, a qari who has a beautiful voice. You can recite the Quran so beautifully. Sometimes you make people cry when they hear your recitation. But you are doing that to show off. And then the next group, this group, Allah will send him to hellfire. These are not talking about the people who are non-Muslim or people who don't recite Quran. People who recite the Quran also will be thrown into hellfire because of the intention. Number two, a person who have money. Well, Allah asks you, what do you do with the wealth that I have given you? Everything that we have, Allah is the owner. We are just a keeper. We are the trustee. Then he said, oh Allah, I donate here, I donate there, I build masjid, I build musalla, I build madrasa. Allah asked, Allah knows everything. He don't have to ask, he knows, but he just wants us to admit. But still there are people who think that they can cheat Allah. They say, I do for you, O Allah. He said, Kazzabt. You are a liar. You do it to show off to others that you are a rich person, a very generous person. You have your name here and name there. Khalas. Nothing from Allah. And the third guy is a guy who is a fighter, a warrior, who have engaged in many battles, and Allah will ask him, what do you do with the strength that I've given you? I used to go and go against the enemy of Allah. I killed so many bad people who is against the Muslim. No, I went for this jihad, I went for that jihad. Allah said, I know. For who are you doing that? He said, for you, Allah. Allah said, Kazzabta. Na'uzubillah. It's not easy, brother and sister. Now tonight, after sharing with all of you, Abba, please look into your heart, your intention. Lately, I've been hearing that there's a lot of people who is very impatient when Ramadan comes, especially when we are in this situation of MCO. We cannot move like how we used to move before. Always stay indoor in your house, where there's a safe, the safest place for everybody. They just cannot control their anger now. They're getting very upset, very angry, very frustrated because of the changes in their life. It's good, brother, but because we are not used to it. Now, I share with you these two hadiths. One is from Abdullah bin Amir bin Al-Ash. He narrated that he asked the Prophet, "What can I do to save myself from the anger of Allah?" Not only we can get angry, Allah also has the right to be angry with us. But His mercy always overrules His anger. He is telling us in Hadith Qudsi, He has the right to be angry to anybody. Because we have been committing sin, very disobedient to Him, but He still shows His mercy to all of us. He still provides for us. He still prolongs our life. He can just take our life anytime. When we disobey Him, He can just punish us. But no, He still gives you what you want. Then the Prophet said to him, "La taqdam." Allahu Akbar. Don't get angry. That's how you can save yourself from the anger of Allah. Very important, brothers and sisters. It's up to us now to control, to manage our anger. We know everybody has this feeling. Especially when we're young, old. And we get so upset. And then we just dare not even express our anger outside. You know? We know that we have the elders in front of us. You show your anger, they show your double anger. They have double anger, not only one anger. And then, Abu Hurairah also said, the second hadith, a man came to the Prophet and asked the Prophet for advice. He asked the Prophet to teach him something that is easy, simple, very light for him to practice, for him to act upon it, and for him to memorize. You see, the companions sometimes they don't ask for long advice. Very simple, straightforward, so that it's easy for them to act upon the knowledge. And it's easy for them to remember. And what did the Prophet say? La taqdam. I hope all the brothers is following me closely. What did the Prophet say? La taqdam. That's all. He asked again. Anymore? La taqdam. Anymore? La taqdam. Three times. What is that? Don't get angry. Don't be angry. The anger is there. Control, control. Istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Don't let the shaitan woke you up. Control. Brothers and sisters, is that easy? La taqdam. Can you memorize this saying of the Prophet? And that's how this the companion become a better person. Whatever the Prophet said to them, immediately they try their level best to follow. Allahu Akbar. Sami'na wa ta'na. They hear the Prophet say something, they will try their best to obey. We always want to please our feeling, our desire, more than to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, I did mention maybe earlier, normally in my class, I always remind my student that the Prophet who loved us so much, Allah who loved us so much, then the Prophet said, "Kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannah." All my ummah will go to paradise. This is what we are aiming for. We are fasting, we are praying, we give charity only because we love Allah. We want to have good ending. We want to please Allah so that in return, Allah will reward all of us with paradise. And then the Prophet continued. Kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannah. All my followers will go to Jannah illa man aba, except those who refuse not to go to Jannah, not to enter Jannah. Ramadan, you know, futihat abwabul Jannah. When Ramadan come in, the gate of paradise is open for everyone who fasts to go in. Allahu Akbar. Now, the Prophet said, illa man aba, except there's one group among my ummah who refused to go to paradise. The companion was surprised. Qila ma ya'ba ya Rasulullah. Who are those who refuse to go, who don't want to go to Jannah? I asked a lot of my friends who are not yet a believer. Do you want to go to paradise or hell? Everybody want to go to paradise. Even the bad guy. Because they know paradise is the best place to go. Then the Prophet said, because when they asked the Prophet, who do not want to go to paradise? The Prophet just answered, man atani dakhala jannah. Whoever obey my teaching, my sunnah, they take it seriously, he go to paradise. Waman asani faqad aba, rawahu Muslim. Whoever refuse to follow my sunnah, reject my sunnah, belittle my sunnah, abuse my sunnah. There are people who say, what? Little bit sunnah, sunnah. What is sunnah? Allah. They don't even understand the literal meaning of sunnah. How can we get, or how can we receive the shafa'ah, intercession of the Prophet, if we don't even understand the meaning of sunnah literally? Lughawi. Brothers and sisters, please, there will come a day I'm going to remind all of you in one of the night to understand sunnah. Because by understand sunnah, we become a very good Muslim. Now before I end my tazkirah, my short reminder tonight, for those who have memorized the hadith I have shared with you last few nights, alhamdulillah. And also don't forget to remind your children the dua after wudu, dua after azan. I have to remind all of you. Why? Because even it is simple, but being human, we have a lot of weaknesses. We do not want to entertain this weakness. We do not want to end Ramadan without memorize few hadiths of the Prophet and important dua. Now, you can also see our media team soon is